Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. The chairman of Michigan's Republican Party is in some hot water. Ron Weiser, the chairman of Michigan's Republican Party is in some hot water. Ron Weiser was caught on video last week at a meeting of the North Oakland Republican Club calling Michigan's governor, the secretary of state, and the attorney general, all women, the three witches.
Our job now is to soften up those three witches and make sure that when we have good candidates to run against them, that they are ready for the burning at the stake. So
he also made a passing reference that assassination might be the only way to remove Republicans Fred Upton and Peter Meyer from Congress in favor of more conservative options. Since then, Weiser has issued an apology. First, he said his comments were taken out of context. As pressure mounted, he issued a statement that read in part, "I apologize to those I offended for the flippant analogy about three women who are elected officials and for the offhand comments about two other leaders. I have never advocated for violence and never will." With us today is the reporter who broke this story in the first place, Craig Mauger, political reporter for the Detroit News. Hey, Craig.
Hey, thank you for having me.
In this day and age, an apology, an actual apology from a public figure like Ron Weiser seems to be like a big deal. He personally has not been known to apologize for controversy, including his comments about the January 6th insurrection in Washington, D.C., nor for his handling of some GOP candidates that was called into question by his predecessor at the party. I have to say, too, like just a straight-faced apology is something of a rarity in political circles. Does this strike you as a big deal?
Yeah, I think the apology was a big deal, and I think it was surprising. I mean, on Friday when this news was breaking, a lot of members of the Republican Party were defending Ron Weiser's comments and somewhat aggressively defending them. Michon Madoc, who is his co-chair at the state Republican Party, had tweeted that people raising concerns about these comments were snowflakes at one point. And as you stated, Ron had tweeted that he had been taken out of context. So to go from alleging that, you know, this is something being brought up by snowflakes and the comments are taken out of context to apologizing the following day, that is surprising.
Can you remind us who Ron Weiser is and who he was before he became a figure in politics?
Yeah, I mean, Ron Weiser is an individual who has been involved in Michigan politics for decades. This is his third tenure as the state Republican Party chair. He is also a member of the University of Michigan Board of Regents. That's a detail that has become quite important in recent weeks. And he's an extremely wealthy businessman. He founded a real estate business, and he is a large political donor on top of his personal involvement as a political figure.
We should take a moment to note that the University of Michigan does hold the license for Michigan Radio. Ron Weiser travels in circles with other wealthy people. Do you think it's possible, Craig, that he got pressure from some moneyed interests within the party, specifically who might be supporters of people like Fred Upton and Peter Meyer?
You know, at this hour, I do not know the answer to that question, and I would hate to speculate. I mean, Ron himself is a very large donor to the state Republican Party. You know, if there was pressure, I don't know how successful that angle would be. I do know a lot of Democrats, including Attorney General Dana Nessel, has floated the idea that the pressure has come from the University of Michigan. I mean, Ron Weiser is a major supporter of the University of Michigan. He is on the Board of Regents. And the theory is that officials within the university had pressured him to more directly refute the comments that he made, more directly take them on. It's unclear, you know, what triggered Ron Weiser's mind to say, I need to issue a more explicit statement walking back these comments. It's unclear at this moment.
You used to follow campaign contributions pretty closely with Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Is the money that the party relies on, does that come from businesses or political groups that are center-leaning, perhaps groups that wouldn't take very kindly to the things that Ron Weiser said?
As a matter of fact, in this state, a lot of the money that the state political parties raise is from donors that don't have to be disclosed. So a lot of the money from corporations that do flow into the Republican and Democratic parties go to administrative accounts that are never disclosed. So that is potentially something that could be happening, as you raise in your question. There are donors who give to both parties. So from that angle, maybe they are considered centrist in terms of they write checks to both the Democrats and the Republicans, and they might not want their name associated with these type of attacks. That's possible. But at the same time, there are dozens of ways for a donor in Michigan to get a check to someone anonymously so that it can never be tracked. And if you want to avoid the kind of public pushback that these type of comments could bring upon your corporation or political organization, giving money secretly is a quick way to avoid any type of risk.
Have we heard from any other members of the party, say, for example, Fred Upton or Peter Meyer, about what Weiser had to say?
That's possibly one of the more fascinating angles of this in the days, you know, now we are 3 days away from this, is that Fred Upton and Peter Meyer, who have been outspoken and have called out, former Republican President Donald Trump at various times, they have been quiet on this. They have declined to comment through spokespeople about what they think of these comments, whether or not down the road they will make public comments and maybe voice support for Ron Weiser or voice criticism of him. We don't know. But at this point, they've both declined to comment, which I would not have expected because of how outspoken and they've been on other issues.
As we've said several times now, Ron Weiser is on the Board of Regents for the U of M and closely affiliated with the school. There was a terse statement from the university's president, Mark Schlissel. Some faculty and staff have called on Weiser to resign. This also seems out of the ordinary for a university administrator and officials to issue statements. Does that strike you as well?
Yeah, I think it is out of the ordinary. It is also somewhat out of the ordinary for other members of the Board of Regents to publicly call out one of their colleagues. That is not something that happens that often. Usually those groups are pretty close-knit, and they try to, you know, levy their criticism quietly. And we've had members of the Board of Regents speaking out quite publicly in the last few days against Ron Weiser. So he is facing a level of public pressure that I don't recall him facing previously, and I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Right. So, Craig, from a political perspective, it was interesting within the context of that video from the North Oakland Republican Club, members were far more interested in skewering Fred Upton and Peter Meyer within their own party rather than going after Democrats like Gretchen Whitmer and Dana Nessel and Jocelyn Benson. Meanwhile, in the video, you can tell that Weiser is trying to focus attention on those Democrats. Is this any kind of microcosm of what's happening across the state in the GOP right now?
Totally. I mean, this is the dynamic that is at play in local Republican organizations across the state. And anyone who is involved in Republican politics closely will speak to you about this. I mean, this is what's happening. And if people are confused about what's going on inside the Republican Party, watch the video right now and it will explain to you. There's an immense amount of frustration among those in the grassroots of the party, the people that really, you know, show up to events and keep the party moving in some ways. There's an immense amount of frustration about the November election, and they feel that Republicans didn't do enough to protest how the election was administered and what happened with the results. I mean, that's at the same time, there is no proof of any sort of wrongdoing or election fraud in Michigan's election. But a lot of people in the Republican Party are not letting go of this. And they seem to be, at least some of them, more focused on holding other Republicans accountable for what they did than going after Democrats. And that's the push and pull that's at play here. You have people like Ron Weiser saying, hey, we need to unify to take on Gretchen Whitmer, Dana Nessel, and Jocelyn Benson. And then you have other Republicans within the party saying, no, we can't get to that point yet. We need to talk about Fred Upton and Peter Meyer. And this is the dynamic that's at play. And it's the dynamic that makes the job of Ron Weiser being chairman of the state party very difficult. And it makes individuals who are considering running against Gretchen Whitmer, Dana Nessel, or Jocelyn Benson probably think twice and consider, you know, do I want to throw myself into this battle that is playing out? And it's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch in the next couple of months.
I mean, is that a danger that extends to Ron Wiser? Could he have just said, look, folks, I know Upton and Meyer are not your kind of Republican, but without them, we are much more likely to lose those districts to Democrats next election.
Yeah, I mean, and there in the extended version of the video, the executive director of the Republican Party spoke after Ron Wiser, and he made that exact point. He told the crowd, he said, if we want to grow our party, if we want to grow by addition, trying to reach out to voters in the middle, we need to focus on Democrats instead of other Republicans. He said that expressly, and the crowd seemed somewhat receptive to it, but there were definitely people who were still more focused on the criticism of Upton and Meyer. And again, this is the North Oakland Republican Club, Oakland County. Peter Meyer and Fred Upton do not represent Oakland County. They're both from West Michigan.
On the other side of the state, yeah.
Yeah, but the focus of this organization is on them. And it's going to be very tricky for these Republican leaders to try to figure out how to maneuver around this current frustration.
Well, Craig Mauger, thank you very much for talking with us about all of this. Craig Mauger is a political reporter with the Detroit News. We really appreciate your time, Craig.
Thank you for having me again. Thank you.
And once again, just disclosure that the University of Michigan holds Michigan Radio's license.